The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states.
Worldwide, this national bulletin board on the Public Broadcasting Network. Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and everywhere else that you're watching or listening to the show. I am Peter Serafine, your host for the next 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. Got a pretty exciting show for you planned this evening. In the bottom of this first hour, so in about 25 minutes, we got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance. He's going to come on and tell us all things Second Amendment that are going on in the world today. And then at the top of the second hour, so 7 p.m. Eastern time, if you're watching or listening live, Paul Engel is going to join us. That's Paul Engel from the from constitutionstudy.com. No, the constitutionstudy.com. I found Paul in his podcast, Constitution Study, and then I found him on America Out Loud, one of them other free speech networks. And I reached out to him and said, hey, Paul, how you doing? And he's going to come on. I think we're going to talk about, well, I really like his perspective of the Supreme Court and how the jurist system works in our country. I like how he looks at precedents as not necessarily a good thing. And I also like how he has said recently that, yes, we've had some, let's say, positive Supreme Court cases lately. Some opinions come from the Supreme Court that those of us on the so-called right side of the political aisle like. But if you actually read the opinions, they're not necessarily for the right reasons. And I really liked how Paul encapsulated that in one of his shows. So I'm hoping that we have time to talk about that today. But starting out with, let me give you an update on what I've been working on. We have my new book is coming out on September 17th, Constitution Day, A More Tyrannical King. I'm really, really hoping that if you have any desire, any interest at all in buying my new book, A More Tyrannical King, that you will please pre-order it. If you pre-order it, I might have a chance at showing up on some bestseller list somewhere for a minute. See, pre-orders all get recorded as sales on the day of release, so September 17th. So for an hour or so, I might have my name, my book, on one of the bestseller lists for, like I said, for an hour. And I would love that. Just for a second, you know, be able to screenshot it and say, oh, look, bestseller in the old men who like to talk politics category or whatever. So please, if you're even considering buying the new book, A More Tyrannical King, please pre-order it. And of course, you can do that at my website, liberty-lighthouse.com/books. And then the other thing is the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. And I have to say thanks to those of you out there listening that, you know, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago, I came on here and I said, hey, I might do these classes. What do you think? And we had callers call into the show and say, yes, you should definitely do classes. We need education. The American people need to understand the Constitution. So you showed me that support. And the very next week, I had started, and I had at least one lesson from one class up. And I greatly appreciate that. And then, so I told you all about that. And then a couple of you went out and immediately signed up to be Lighthouse keepers, become members of the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, and support me in my effort to create these constitutional classes. And I greatly appreciate that. But to be quite honest, I need one more person to become a Lighthouse Lightkeeper, or Lighthouse Keeper. I can't even say the name of my own program anymore. A Lighthouse Keeper. I need one more person to sign up to be a Lighthouse Keeper, and that would cover the expenses of hosting these classes and pay for the materials and all that kind of stuff, and I would no longer be losing money, at least on that. Now, I lose money on the show all the time, surrounded by thousands of dollars worth of equipment, and don't make anywhere near what it costs to maintain this stuff. So it would be very nice if I could at least recoup the cost of the Liberty Lighthouse classroom. So one more person, go to liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom and subscribe. Become a member of the Lighthouse Keepers. And if you use code Lighthouse until September 17th, until the book comes out, use the code Lighthouse and get half off. So that would be $5 a month. And as of right now, I've got two courses done, published, ready to go. That's like 15 hours worth of course material that's available there right now for that $5 a month. Or you can pay for them individually. And I've got my two books, my two current books up there where you can download those as e-books if you're a Lighthouse Keeper. And yeah, I'm trying to make it worth your money, but also cover the cost of doing all this stuff, because you know there is expense to having all this stuff posted online. So one more Lighthouse Keeper, and it's no longer an expense. I greatly appreciate that. I think that's it for the updates. Enough self-plugging. My classroom and my book, those are the two things going on right now. Let's talk about news for a few minutes, right? I have this little post-it note that I just recently stumbled across. I don't know, it was underneath my soundboard or something like that. And it is for the years 2016 through 2019. It is my income and then how much I had to pay in federal income tax. And off to the side, of course, the percentage. Why does this spark interest in me again? Why did I think about it again? Well, that's because Bidenomics, because resident Biden is going around the country talking about Bidenomics and how it is saving our country and saving our economy and how Bidenomics is a good thing. Now, I'm pretty sure there's, a few of you out there that might disagree with that statement. And if so, you know, you're always welcome to call into the show. This is a live call-in show. The call-in line being 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. So I found this little post-it note of my how much I made in income and then how much I had to pay in income taxes and then the percentage off to the side. And I remember why I did this. I made this little thing in 2020, when everybody was talking about how the Trump tax cuts only benefited the rich, and the Trump tax cuts were the problem with the economy, and Trump tax cuts are why we're going so far into debt. Let me see. At no time in the 4 years on this thing, with 2016 through 2019, did I make more than made a little bit more. One year I made $65,689. But in the lowest year, I only made $40,000. In 2016, I paid 10% in federal income tax. Now, I'm ignoring all of the deductions and everything. I'm taking how much I paid in tax versus how much my income was. That's it. Forget all the deductions and nonsense and whatever. I paid 10% of my income in taxes in 2016. In 2017, that went up to 10.6% of my income. Now, if you remember, the Trump tax cuts went into effect in 2018. my personal tax rate dropped down to 7.2%. So I'm not rich. I just told you what I made those years, between $40,000 and $66,000. And the year that the Trump tax cut went into effect, my income tax rate dropped 3.4%. And the following year, it was 7.5%. So I went from 10 and 10.6 to 7.2 and 7.5, the 2 years of the Trump tax cut that I have here on this little post-it note that I just found. So there's another example of the media lying to us. Again, I'm not rich. And they said that those tax cuts only benefited the rich. Go figure, right? Let's talk a little bit more about Bidenomics while we're at it. So the president is going around the country trying to tout his economic success. At the same time, news headlines reporting that for the first time, consumer credit card debt has reached $1 trillion. Now, if the economy is so good, and you and I, well, we're making so much money, we got all those raises, and inflation is going down, and all of that stuff. If the economy is so super fantastic under the Bidenomics economic plan, then why did we hit $1 trillion? In consumer credit card debt. You don't have to be a genius to know that credit card debt is bad. Nobody can afford the interest rates on credit card debt. Even if you're rich and you technically can afford them, it's stupid high interest rates on credit card debt. Unsecured loans have the highest interest rates. So I asked that question to you, the audience out there. Why? If the Bidenomics economy is so super fantabulous, why have we hit $1 trillion in consumer credit card debt? Now I'm going to be honest with you here. I'm going to tell you some stuff that you probably don't need to know about me and my personal life, my personal finances. I don't make six figures. I'm just going to say that. I make less than $100,000. I have zero credit card debt. All of my debt is my mortgage and the home equity line of credit that I have attached to my house as well. So all of my debt is tied to my house. Worst case scenario, I sell my house, my debt's gone. No debt, no unsecured debt. I like it that way, and I learned that lesson the hard way. I have two ex-wives, one of which drove me to bankruptcy, and one of them drove me to the brink of bankruptcy. And I've learned not to use credit that way. I have a credit card. I pay it off every week when I get a paycheck, because I only use it for the old cashback rewards thing. I use it for my day-to-day purchases just for the cashback. So I don't participate. I'm not one of the people included in this $1 trillion of credit card debt. So I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear your opinion of Bidenomics. I would like to hear your experience with Bidenomics. And I'd like to hear that within the next 15 minutes, before, or the next 10 minutes, before we get to the first commercial break. And we have Scott Thompson coming in as a guest. So, 512-248-8252. If you have an experience with Bidenomics and ridiculous amounts of credit card debt, I'd love to hear that. The other interesting things I saw in the headlines that I wrote down on my little notes here are, two of them are kind of sort of COVID related. But before we do that, since we're moving into something COVID related, let's talk about the wellness company. TWC.health, the wellness company, TWC.health, where you can get high quality American made supplements. You can get virtual care with doctors and pharmacists that aren't part of the woke medical community. The doctors and pharmacists that stood up for your medical freedom, they got canceled because they were standing up for your medical freedom. This is where you can reach it. The Wellness Company, TWC.health. Use code Lighthouse when you visit TWC.health. Whether you're there to get a prescription because you want to be a little bit of a prepper and you want to have a stockpile of the medications, or whether you're there just to get good quality supplements, or whether you actually need care and you're going to talk to a doctor or a legit issue. TWC.health. TWC.health. Use the code Lighthouse. So speaking of health, I just saw the FDA is now allowing doctors to prescribe ivermectin for COVID. I'm pretty sure I lost my YouTube account for mentioning ivermectin as a possible treatment for COVID about 2 years ago. Yes, that's right. My YouTube account was completely canceled because I had discussions with doctors about possible treatments of COVID. I lost all of my YouTube followers. They're gone. Yeah, I'm back on YouTube now. I just did that a couple of weeks ago. I created a new channel. We'll see how long that lasts. But ivermectin is now allowed to be prescribed to treat COVID. Do you remember when pharmacists were standing up and not allowing prescriptions for ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to be filled because they thought maybe the doctor was prescribing it for COVID? And, you know, the pharmacist knows better than the doctor. You remember that? I do. It was pathetic. Another interesting story, kind of, sort of related, but not really. Remdesivir. Remember that, right? Remdesivir, the drug that somebody whooped up to treat COVID, the drug that somebody whooped up, and oh, by the way, Anthony Fauci makes a fortune on that drug. Well, somebody was treated with remdesivir that was contaminated. In that vial of remdesivir there were little shards of glass. And this poor, unfortunate individual suffered two strokes after being treated with this contaminated remdesivir. And also had to have a leg amputated. So he sued, as he should. And, well, there's this act out there, this bill, this act, whatever, called the PrEP Act, that protects doctors and hospitals for treating people in good faith. Pharmacy companies. they're pharmaceutical companies. It protects them all as long as, you know, malpractice isn't involved. So this guy sued. And, of course, the defense from the people that he's suing, the defense they give is, you know, the PREP Act. You can't sue us. We treated you properly. We gave you the right drugs. But he lost a leg and had two strokes. Well, a federal judge has decided that they can't use the PREP Act for their defense. For the first time ever, somebody is suing around the PREP Act. Now, granted, it is because it was contaminated, not because the drug didn't do what it's supposed to do or because of side effects or anything like that. It's because it was contaminated. Now, I only saw that on the Epoch Times. I didn't see that on any of the mainstream channels. I didn't see anything about the, you can now prescribe ivermectin for COVID on any of the mainstream channels either. You know, those channels that called ivermectin horse dewormer? None of them are reporting that you can now prescribe ivermectin for COVID. I wonder why. Where did the curiosity of our media go? They have lost all curiosity to investigate anything that might possibly debunk any part of their belief system. They won't investigate this ivermectin story because they all called it horse dewormer. And if they investigate and find out that, oh, look, it was a Nobel Prize winning human medication. And, oh, look, apparently it is effective against COVID. Otherwise, it wouldn't be approved. They won't investigate that, you know, the United States is contracting foreign companies to build wind farms off the east coast of the United States. Why are we contracting foreign companies? Well, that's because we don't have the experience. Okay, maybe that's legitimate. But coincidentally, when we started building these wind farms offshore in 2015, at the same time, we've started to see more and more whales dying and beaching themselves. Now, correlation does not equal causation. But 2015, we start building wind farms. 2015, more whales start dying. Hey, maybe somebody should investigate that. That curiosity doesn't exist in the mainstream media anymore. How about another one that I just saw on one of the more conservative-leaning news networks? 408,000 illegal immigrants are enrolled in American colleges. Who's paying for that? Maybe that's something that mainstream media should look into. Oh, no, we can't look into that. If we look into that, we might have to acknowledge that millions upon millions of people rushing across the southern border might not be the best idea. Where is the curiosity? I don't know. Apparently, the curiosity in the mainstream media is gone. Hey, it's break time. We'll be back in 3 minutes. On the other side of the break, we got Scott Thompson from Bright to Bear Insurance going to be joining us. That's always a good time. Stick around.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Welcome back. I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm here to remind you that we on the right side of the political aisle, we need your help. We need you to go out there and share the fact that you're watching and or listening to this show right now. Go out there and tell somebody that they need to listen to the show, because quite honestly, there isn't an algorithm out there that helps me a bit. So I need your help in any way possible, and the easiest thing you can do is say, hey, go listen to this guy. Send him a link, especially if you do it like in person, not just put it out on your social media. An in-person link that you send text to a friend or a family member or something like that. That is the best thing that you can do. That's the best way to help spread the word and help us on the right side of the political aisle. And as I promised, we're coming back and it's time for Scott Thompson.
And now, welcome to the studio, FFL holder, firearms instructor, and representative for Right to Bear Arms Insurance and all-around badass, Scott Thompson.
I love the intro.
So, how you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
Super fantabulous. Super busy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I have no idea what made me decide that, hey, I just published, you know, I just finished this book and now I've got to promote it. Let me go out and build online courses on the Constitution. I have no like sense of timing. It's like I have an idea and I just jump on it and do it. And now I've got two things going on at once, and it's just not smart.
But anyway, well, but one could feed into the other both ways. Someone who takes your course might want your book. Someone who reads your book might want your course. So I think it's a great thing to have.
Yeah, but I don't need to be promoting the book and trying to build the courses at the same time. Anyway, so you read, I wrote an article 2-3 weeks ago that was basically just spelling out the fact that all gun laws are unconstitutional because I can read. It doesn't make a genius. I mean, come on. Some of the clearest things in the Constitution are: Congress shall make no law and shall not be infringed. Those are not ambiguous in any way, shape, or form. It does not say Congress shall make no law. Well, unless there's a pandemic, or unless there's civil unrest, or unless this or that or whatever. And the same with shall not be infringed, unless a whole bunch of people die in Chicago, or unless, no, there is no unless. And the founding fathers, half of the men who signed the Constitution were lawyers. They knew better. If they wanted that unless to be there, they would have put it there.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, the Constitution was originally only supposed to apply to the federal government. So, using that logic, Congress, the federal government, well, they can't stifle your speech. They can't take your guns, but the state governments can. That was the original logic. And to be honest, I'd be a little better with that than what we got going on right now. We got, you know, the federal government passing gun control laws, and then the Supreme Court saying, well, you know, let's use that strict scrutiny idea. And as long as there's a compelling state interest, and as long as you're narrowly tailoring the law, wow, that's hard to say, then we'll let that stand. You can do that. Shall not be infringed unless it's a narrowly tailored law and the state has just cause. It's a bunch of BS.
Yep. And I agree with that. And I think the left is kind of playing a dangerous game, because we've already seen, and we've seen this in Bruin versus New York, where some long-held anti-gun legislation has been struck down because the left was trying to make it more, trying to get greedy. Yep. And I think what's going to happen is, as they continue to overreach, and let's face it, they've gotten arrogant because they've got the White House, and they had Congress for 2 years. They made it appear as though, you know, the election occurred as it did. And they they got arrogant. And it's kind of the pride before the fall. You know, I had a recent discussion about this. You know, they've got this pride, and they even had a month for it, but not getting into that. But they've got this pride that we can do what we want because we have the will of the people. But if you listen to them, it's funny how much they lie about the will of the people. Not to get into political stuff, but Kamala Harris just said the other day there are plenty of polls that show that she's doing an outstanding job as vice president.
Yeah.
The problem polls is they're
family.
Yeah. The problem is there are no polls that exist that suggest that. But they know that in the media game, if we say something, nobody's going to check it.
Oh, come on. Joe Biden is the liar in chief. He had to drop out of his presidential run in was it 85 or whatever. He had to drop out of his first run for the presidency because he lied about, I graduated top of my class, and I was, you know, on a full academic scholarship. And you graduated close to the bottom of your class. You had a partial scholarship, and you know, he plagiarizes constantly, and never, you know, he plagiarizes in speech and doesn't accredit the original authors.
But in fairness,
my favorite lies are his Second Amendment related lies. His
yes,
well, you know, when the Second Amendment was written, you couldn't own a cannon. BS, Joe. Not only could you own one, you were encouraged to own one. The right. Most, the biggest, deadliest weapon of war at that time, the warship, Well, we didn't have any.
Right. They were privately funded.
They were all privately owned, privately funded, and licensed.
Right.
By the state.
And that's why I love the argument that some people have is, well, you know, that applied just to muskets. Mm. As if they were only muskets in 1776.
Oh, wait.
But the...
I do believe the first repeater was patented in, like, 1720 or something like that.
Right. So, but the point being, at that time, they expected the people to have the same firepower as the government.
Absolutely.
Now,
and you can have it now. You can buy a tank. You can buy a fighter jet.
Absolutely.
The hoops that you have to jump through to do it are ridiculous.
And the cost is prohibitive. Just because the government's made the cost prohibitive doesn't mean that it somehow changed the game. But there was an expectation that people would be prepared with the same type of firepower. Because remember, I saw something recently where someone said, you know, do you think that Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson would have mutinied against the government? Yes.
Absolutely.
Because the government was the crown, the British monarchy, and we revolted against them to form this great country. So the country was kind of founded on that. That's how we got here. The people were trained, and they beat the government, despite all odds against them. So it's interesting when they take that argument.
Yeah.
But
that's really funny when they do that because, did you never hear of the Revolutionary War?
Right. And I can guarantee you, Pete, some of them have not. Because it's not something that's taught, in school. They're teaching limited stuff. When it's interesting, when Trump got elected, and he was up there and he had the bulletproof glass in front of him as he was swearing in, we asked my stepdaughter, and I don't want to embarrass her. This was many years ago. She was much younger. We asked her, do you know why that glass is there? And she said, I don't know, because it's windy. And I said, no, it's to prevent any assassinations. Can you name any of the assassinated presidents? And she said, yes, Martin Luther King.
Oh.
And I said, no, he was not a president. She could not name a president that had been assassinated. And I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming the school.
How old because was
she? Let's see. That would have been about 12, maybe 11 or 12.
Wow.
So, but
think you would at least be able to say Lincoln.
Absolutely. Right. Right. You'd think Lincoln and Kennedy, you know, her grandparents were alive when Kennedy happened.
Yeah. I don't expect anybody to remember McKinley.
Right. Right.
I remember McKinley. You know what? I actually have a biography of McKinley and a picture of McKinley in my dining room.
Excellent.
Because you know what? My house was built in 1900 when McKinley was president.
Excellent. I love that. And my wife, who's a historian, would love that as well. But that again shows, though, your patriotism. And unfortunately, patriotism has become a bad word in this day and age. You know, my stepdaughter, still going to school. She's older now. She's starting to see that what the left is saying isn't making sense.
Right.
So we're at least proud of that. But she sees that, you know, patriotism doesn't exist. And you look at the World Cup recently, the Women's World Cup for soccer. Our players would just as soon not have been on the field or not have them play our national anthem. But you see some of these other countries like Vietnam, who right. Look at their quality of life, look at what their government, look at their history. They were so excited to be representative of their country.
What about, was it the Afghani women who had to be like smuggled out of the country in order to compete?
Right, right. Some of the, yeah. And some of them, you know, they can't go home because if they don't wear, you know, the head covering, there's going to be a bounty on them. They can't even go home from Iran, from Afghanistan. So it's funny. And we don't hear enough from the WNBA player, Brittany Griner,
right.
Who went to Russia. She's turned around a little bit.
But she's not outspoken about it.
Right. And that's the thing, is we need to hear more. People need to hear more of what she saw and experienced in a country that has socialism and communism, because everyone talks about Russia being communist. And really, it was the Communist Party, but it was socialism that they had back in the 70s and 80s. It was the Communist Party, but a lot of it was the socialist Marxism and all those bad isms. And I got a little bit of an education on that because I do a little work with Yakov Smirnov. Really? So, yeah, I help him with some stuff.
He was hilarious back in the day. I would love to meet him.
He is hilarious today, let me tell you. He's just as funny.
You got to do something. I have him on the show. Give him my phone. I would love to meet Yakov Smirnov.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. And in fact, if you look at my personal YouTube, I did put up a little short of me and him one day where we talked about, you know, gun control in the United States and gun control in Russia and how different it is. I'll let y'all check that out. But he is just as funny today as he was when I watched him growing up. He's great. He's very funny, very humble. And it's great to work with him, but he can talk about some of those things.
I will send you a free electronic copy of my book if you can get it to him and have him write a little blurb for the back cover. I got like 2 weeks left to get blurbs written onto the back cover of the book.
I'll see what I can do. I can't make a promise, but I'll see what I can do.
My heart would explode if I got Yakov Smirnov to write.
In fact, here, let me. This is to show you how much he loves our country, and this kind of came up. This is a little painting that he did after 9/11, and so I keep that. I put it down when we're on camera, but I keep that in my office because, again, that patriotism. Here's a guy who was born somewhere else. He comes here. He appreciates this country,
yeah,
because he knows what it's like to not have the freedoms that we have.
Yeah, proper legal immigrants are probably the most patriotic group out there. But 100%. Let's talk about this. So we got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance. So it's a great time to tell you about Right to Bear Insurance. Protectwithbear.com. Use code Lighthouse when you're there, and you will get a 10% discount on the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical and a bunch of other awards from other sites. They're the best value for your money. If you own a firearm, whether you carry it every day like me or not, if you own a firearm, you need to have legal protection. Right to Bear Insurance at protectwithbear.com. Use code Lighthouse for a 10% saving on the plan that starts at only $11 a month. Can't beat it.
Yeah. And when we talk about Second Amendment, you know, you and I briefly spoke before coming on. You know, the Democrats, there were 25 Democrats that introduced a bill to put a 1,000% excise tax on what they consider to be any assault rifle, which, again, or actually they call it any assault weapon. They're trying to pull in any gun that can accept more than 10 rounds and is semi-automatic is now an assault weapon. So they're even broadening their scope a little from the rifle to now. I mean, every Glock out there, just about, you can get a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds. And so now we're going to call everything an assault weapon. I mean, if we're going to lie about one weapon, why not lie about an entire genre?
You know what's really funny? I just noticed recently, I definitely want to get back to that 1,000%
excise
thing, because that's ridiculous. I just noticed recently that most fully automatic, like, you know, the 50 caliber two-handed
howitzer. Yeah. You know, like,
most fully automatic, genuine military grade weapons do not fit the government's definition of assault weapons. You know,
really?
Yeah. Well, because you look at the definition, the assault weapons, they talk about magazines with more than 10 or 15 or whatever limit they want to put on it. They talk about forward grips. They talk about accessory rails. They talk about all of these cosmetic-y things. Think of a 50 caliber machine gun.
Right. Belt fed. There's belt no magazine. Fed,
no magazine. There ain't no forward grip on the thing because you burn the hand off.
Right.
There's no accessory rail. There's no folding stock. There's no all of the things.
You're right.
Yeah. So I can get like a machine. For those of you out there that aren't into guns, imagine any movie you've ever seen where somebody is driving down and there is a machine gun mounted in the back of a pickup truck. Imagine that, by most definitions, is not an assault weapon. You want to take my AR-15 where I have to pull the trigger every time to make a bullet come out.
Yep.
You'll that 50 caliber machine gun that has, I don't know, how many bullets are in 9 yards of 50 caliber ammo?
Right. That's, yep.
You know that's where the phrase whole 9 yards came from, right? Like I gave him the whole 9 yards. Yeah. It's the belts of ammo that feed those 50, they're 9 yards long.
Man. Yeah. And there's a, I'm thinking of how wide even a 50 cal, it's, you know,
oh, yeah, it's happening. 50, so, it's a half yeah, inch so, diameter.
Yep. And 9 yards is 27 feet. I like it. I like it. I like
great.
It.
So let's but go the, back
to yeah. So with them trying to do that, what we're seeing is, again, they're overstepping, right? Right, they're
no.
trying to go around the Second Amendment. They know they can't defeat the Second Amendment, so they're going to say, "Oh well, we're not telling you you can't have a gun. It's just that that $1,000 gun you wanted now costs $10,000,
which that's
so it changed. Which now nobody's going to be able to afford. So it they're trying to, but that's already been, you know, the Supreme Court has already dealt with that. So when I was looking it up, 25 Democrats put it forward this time. Last time when they had control of the House, there was 37. So 12 dropped off, knowing that it's going nowhere. But the fact that they're willing to try, and this is what concerns me for law-abiding citizens who are carrying a weapon with them on a daily basis, is if you get involved in a use of force situation, are you going to be the guinea pig? Are you going to be the one that the district attorney wants to make an example out of, or wants to make a case or make case law from? So they're going to, even though they know, like those 25 Congress people know that this is going nowhere, even though they know that this case is going to go nowhere, even if they get a conviction, it's going to get overruled when it gets to the Supreme Court. They're going to use you and me and the other law-abiding Americans out there who are carrying guns for self-defense. They're going to use that against us and it's going to bleed you dry. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you were talking about your salary information. How about if you had to sell your house? That's why Right to Bear exists. For a low cost, you can have that attorney start to finish on any criminal or civil action So you have that. And the great thing is it's not just if you use the firearm. It's any legal weapon. So if you do anything in self-defense, we're going to cover you. And I think it's important when we look at these times where we've all seen cases where someone got arrested, someone got charged, and we didn't think they should. And even if the charges get dropped later, it costs that person money. It costs that person time, time away from work, which might have led to them losing their job. So I think it's unfortunate that we're in a society where a product like Right to Bear is necessary, but that's where we're at.
I was quite surprised. I'm sure you've seen the video of the Sikh shopkeeper in California.
Yes.
who beat the guy with a stick that was trying
yes.
to rob him blind. I was pleasantly surprised to see that he is not being charged. I thought for sure that shopkeeper was going to be brought up on charges.
I thought so too. You know what surprised me most about that story, though, was something I read today. And I've got 20 years in law enforcement. I'm not trying to, you know, talk bad about law enforcement. But that 7-Eleven is across the street from a police department.
Oh, I
from a police station. Yeah, which tells me that the laws and the way they're being enforced in that area are making people believe this wasn't the guy's first time. The reason they took action against him is because like he had done the same thing.
Third or fourth time, yeah.
Yes, several days before and several days before that. And if you saw the video, I mean, he wheels a trash can over there and mm-hmm. just starts pulling all the cigarettes into it. And he's going to walk out with that trash can like he did three or four times before. The fact that they're that brazen across the street from a police department tells me that the laws or the enforcement of those laws is so lackadaisical that the criminals feel they can do whatever they want. And that's something we need to change in this country.
Absolutely. I rarely leave my house without a firearm, and I do have a badge. I'm an elected constable. I don't act as law enforcement. I don't use my badge other than on election day. I go down and I protect the polls, but I carry my badge all day, every day. If I leave my house, my badge is in my pocket. And as long as I'm not going to work, there's a gun on my hip and my badge in my pocket. I have no desire to go out looking for lawbreakers. I have no desire to be a full-time police officer. But if I see something, I'm going to stop it. Like, I go, the wife kind of laughs at me. Like, we go someplace, we go to the movies, and she's like, you don't need that. We're going to the movies. I'm like, yeah, I do, because the time I don't bring the firearm is the time I'm going to need the firearm. And then when we get to the movies and we sit down in the theater, I'm in my head, I'm looking at, okay, well, if there's a threat in here, it's coming from that direction. So what am I, I'm going to throw her that way, and I'm going that way. And, you know, like, and it's sad that our society has devolved to the point that I have to feel compelled to think about that no matter where we go. Like, you know, go into a restaurant, I want my back to a wall facing the front door so I can see people coming in. Like,
Yep. It's not a good feeling. And unfortunately, you know, until criminals are fully held accountable, the thing is, we don't need new laws.
No,
there are plenty of laws on the books right now that probably violate and do violate the Second Amendment in a lot of cases.
All of them.
But if we would enforce some of them and put people in jail, then we wouldn't have this situation. And here's the proof: in all of the cities and that they've come up with this cash bail or zero cash bail, where they just let everyone out, crime has gone through the roof. And so that case again with the 7-Eleven across from the police station, that guy has also been arrested several times, but wasn't prosecuted, wasn't in jail. And that's someone that shouldn't have been allowed to be out to do that. And in that area, I also read they recently increased the level of theft that becomes a felony.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that basically says, hey, if you do under this amount, then it's just a misdemeanor. And I know in some states that amount is now $1,000.
Right.
Which, if you're stealing TVs, yeah, you're going to get to that with one TV potentially. But if you're going for something like cigarettes, or they're going out and they're stealing dishwashing liquid or washing machine liquid, and when they say, well, people are just doing it because they need to survive, well, you don't need 58 bottles of Tide to survive. If you walked out with one and a bag of bread, you know what? I can maybe feel for you. But when you're loading up shopping carts and walking out and you're getting them to where they're at $995 worth of goods,
mm-hmm.
You've been doing this. You know what's going on. You know how many bottles you can take before it becomes a felony, and you're playing the game. And unfortunately, we've tipped the rules in favor of the bad guys, and we need to turn that around.
If I'm playing security guard or whatever at a store, let's say a Walmart, you know, they hire me as armed security. If I see somebody trying to sneak out with a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter, I'm probably going to turn my head and let them go.
Yeah.
Because they're taking a loaf of bread and a jar of peanut butter. They're starving. They have children to feed and they don't have money. You try pushing out a flat screen TV or, you know, a whole shopping cart full of laundry
steaks, and lobster tail. They're going for the high end stuff that they can resell for money. And that's the difference.
That is exactly the difference. Like, if it really was for survival, you'd be taking staple items. A bag of rice, giant sack of dried beans that you could feed a family with for a month.
Right.
But that's not what it is. No, it's all about making us the bad guys and being so open and tolerant, and you have to accept everybody. I don't have to accept anybody. You might think I'm a jerk, That's your right. My right. If I want to be a jerk, I could be a jerk. That's the beauty of America.
We were founded on. We were the bratty kid who wanted to tell his parents we're going to start our own family, and we did. And that's what, you know, that's what we need to remember is that at that time also everything was done for the best of the majority. And unfortunately right now we're pandering to the silent minority. I don't use minority as a racial term, but everything that we're doing is for the smallest number of people. And yet we have to change all of our rules and laws to make them feel better. As opposed to being out there. So everyone should go and sign up at Protect with Bear and use Lighthouse as the code. And if you have any questions, I'm here every second Thursday. So come join us back on the show.
That's right. Scott Thompson, right to Bear Insurance. ProtectWithBear.com. Use code Lighthouse second Thursday of every month. See you next month, Scott.
All right. See ya.
Abroad. We must take America back. We need fairer schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Somersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.